What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hey, Cluck Podcast listeners, Ted Cluck here. Logging on to tell you about the Spring Street Cigar Company, our presenting sponsor for the next few episodes of the Cluck Podcast. Spring Street Cigars is a company based out of Tupelo, Mississippi, with 9 and soon to be 10 stores. Jackson, Tennessee is the first store outside of Mississippi and opened in October of 2023. Located at 107 West Main in downtown Jackson, the store features a walk-in humidor with the area's largest selection of premium cigars. Spring Street also carries an extensive selection of pipe tobacco and smoking accessories. Additionally, the store offers 3 floors of gathering space with a full bar, comfortable lounge seating, and a private members lounge. They also have an intimate event space, the Basement Speakeasy, which hosts live music, stand-up comedy, cigar events, and is available for private rental. Check out springstreetcigars.com for all of your cigar and pipe needs. Again, that's springstreetcigars.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Cluck, the podcast where Ted Cluck and Josh Loftus talk about the things that make them happy. Because we can. Let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Josh here, and I'm without Ted. And before you turn the radio off, hang on. I know. We all understand Ted's the main attraction here. Okay, but give me a second just to hopefully keep you tuned in for a few minutes longer. Ted has had a very busy week with both of his sons graduating, one from high school, one from college. It's been a big week, a busy, important week in the Cluck household. So that has resulted in Ted not being available to record during our regularly scheduled recording time. And we were okay with that. We wanted to give Ted the time to be present, to feel the feels, to enjoy the moment, and to make memories with both of his sons during a pretty pivotal time in their life. I can remember graduating high school, and I remember the older I got, seeing the graduation date get farther and farther in the past, and then before I knew it, I was staring at college graduation being very far in the past as well. And as you all know, time flies. So you want to take the time to enjoy the moment and to be present when you can, because those moments don't come around again. So we wanted to give Ted the ability to do that. But at the same time, we did not want to leave you guys in the lurch this week without something to listen to. So I thought, hey, why don't I use this time when Ted is away, when the cat's away, Josh does some shameful self-promotion. And what I mean by that is that I'm going to give you guys a little preview, a sneak peek, if you will, a early screening of my new single that we'll be releasing sometime probably in the summer. As some of you guys know, as hopefully most of you guys know, I enjoy dipping my toe in the realm of music creation, writing music, putting things together, and hopefully creating a product that is enjoyable to listen to and well-produced. Sometimes I succeed in that, sometimes not so much. Hopefully this is one of those times where I succeed. But anyway, I wrote a new song that I'm going to give you guys, our Cluck listeners, an exclusive early screening to. This single is not even released yet. Okay? What is the single, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you are a fan of 80s synthesizers, if you're a fan of soaring harmonies, if you're a fan of big anthemic choruses, I think you're going to like this song. For those of you that have followed the music that I put out, you know that I either write songs about, you know, theological things, about God, or love songs to my wife. And those are kind of just the two train tracks that I find myself in. This is the former. This is a song about God's sovereignty, about his power over creation, over our lives, and our complete and total dependency upon who he is, his character, his will, his providence, his sovereignty. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope it's something that you guys kind of click with. I hope the lyrics are encouraging. I hope the chorus brings you to the gates of heaven, if you will. And I just hope you guys, I hope you dig it. But like I said, didn't want you guys to go without something to listen to. So thought I would take this opportunity to get some early reviews, hopefully, on this new single that I'm going to be releasing. Like I said, again, sometime in the summer. If you like it, let me know. Let me know if it's something that you jive with. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. And we hope that you enjoy this new single called Valente.
God is not sovereign. God is not God. It's that simple.
Let light pierce the dark. One word, and this world glimmers with bright adoration. It dances at your will. Look up in the night. Look up and see the
that the God you believe in is not a sovereign God, that you really don't believe in God.
Your sovereignty ordains the dust.